Hi, my name is Jamal. I'm 17 years old and I'm from Kent in England. Today I've been recruited to be a correspondent for the RX Radio COVID-19 program. I'm going to be talking about my experiences with COVID-19. Before I start, I'm recording for my phone, so the audio quality isn't going to be that great. Within England and the UK, coronavirus or COVID-19 has really impacted us more recently. So it was, I think, 2 weeks ago we got put into lockdown, meaning that we can't go out except for the essential things such as a workout, like a run or a bike ride, or going to the shop or getting medication. Now, this means that I'm stuck indoors all day, apart from obviously when I need to go shopping or go to do some exercise. It's not the best for me, especially in terms of my education, because I'm in year 12. This is like the second to last year before you go to university or go straight into a job. The government hasn't really released much on what's happening with my year because I wasn't meant to have any final exams to get my final qualification. However, I was meant to be doing two exams which go toward my course. And this is something that BTEC, which is an exam board, they haven't really given us any information about. Well, as far as I'm aware, my school, well, my college got shut down. All of them have. Mine, however, decided to make the choice to shut down 3 days before lockdown. Tomorrow would be 3 weeks to the day that I've been out of school. And in that time, because it's now the holiday, we were still doing lessons. So we would have our normal timetable when we was in college. However, it was all videos. So the teachers would produce videos on all the work. But now it's the holidays. I have a few things to catch up on because over time I started to lose more motivation to do work and just lost the motivation, lost the work ethic, and now I'm meant to be enjoying my holiday, my time off school, but it's not something I wished for. Although I would have preferred that our government had locked down the schools earlier, and public places earlier, it's not something that I want now. But obviously it's for the greater good because I'd honestly much rather be in college getting better support and being with my friends, and you know, it's kind of unknown now what it's like outside. I'd rather be out enjoying what's now sunny, but there's not much we can do about it. I'm starting to miss being with other people, with my friends. It's not the same calling them over the phone or being on Discord, which is an app where we can all communicate. So all I've been doing now is basically been playing games and watching videos and been stuck up in my room. I've never been really been a social person. I've always liked to have my own time, but there's too much time by myself. I'm still getting used to it. We find information from the government website. There's all different types of websites out there. However, you just gotta know what you can trust. We don't know exactly what's happening. We're just being told by the media and the government what's happening. Then the media is portraying this as such a negative thing. They're always talking about the deaths and the number of new cases, but not once have I seen, like, from like a mainstream that, oh, this many people have recovered. Why would the media not show that a lot more people are recovering than dying? It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not sure what it's like in different countries, but it's outrageous, to be honest. I don't understand why. I think for the rest of the year, there's no way of telling because at the minute, a lot of people are still ignoring the government's advice. The government's advice is to stay home, only go out for the essentials, and there's still a lot of areas where people aren't just doing that. The sun's proper shining now. We just can't enjoy it as much, especially those people that haven't got gardens. I haven't got a garden, I haven't got a balcony, I live in a flat. So for the rest of the year, I don't know. I just hope that it gets better everywhere. The best thing is to just relax. Find something that you can enjoy doing to take your mind off the situation. Because if you're doing all the necessary things to keep yourself safe, and although you can't control what happens with other people, staying safe yourself is one way to keep other people safe. Thank you for listening. This has been Jamal Herbal-Doris reporting from England for RX Radio COVID-19 program, Ethics Radio by and for children.